Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to CISY Radio. Today, we are having a special speaker for you as we continue focusing on the mental health, emotional wellness, mental illness, and the life challenges that people who are dealing with these issues are facing, have lived through, are living with, and the ways in which they have overcome and are living healthy and happy lives. Today is a very special day in a lot of ways. A lot of things are happening. A lot of people are awakening to a lot of the realities of life that continues to be a part of our lives in many ways. As we go through life and we continue focusing on these topics and issues, we find more people awakening to the reality that they don't have to suffer or struggle alone, that there are people who care, and that there are things and resources out there to help them to overcome what they're going through. Tonight, my guest is Miss Jasmine Pear. She's a resident native of New Orleans, Louisiana. She was diagnosed with clinical depression at the age of 20 and have been battling with it for the past 7 years. She has gone through some things, she has lived through some things, and she wants to share her story. And I want you to listen very carefully, because every time you hear someone talk about their lived experience, you get a sense of hope and inspiration that while there are challenges that we face, there is always that light at the end of the tunnel. There is always that sense of hope. There is always the possibility of overcoming whatever challenges that you're going through. So I want to welcome Ms. Pear with us tonight. Good evening, Ms. Pear. Thank you for being with us.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. All right, so thank you for being with us, and thank you for being willing to share your story. I saw the video that you had sent to me, and I watched it, and I was really inspired by it. I said I really had to get you on our show so that you can share that, because many of our listeners are people who have gone through experience, different types of trauma in their lives, and are dealing with mental health challenges and mental illnesses. So we try to find people who are willing to share their lived experiences so others can learn from them and just be able to benefit from that. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so why don't you introduce yourself and tell everyone a little bit about you. You know, who is Jasmine Pear?
Okay, well, like you said, I am from New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm 26 years old, and I've been battling clinical depression for the last 7 years.
So you're saying you were diagnosed with depression?
At 20.
Okay, and how did that happen? How did that come about for you? What made that actually fall into place?
I overdosed on medication, and I was sent to the hospital, and I was diagnosed then.
Okay, so that was as a result of something that happened, that you ended up being in the hospital, and that's the time that they diagnosed you with this condition?
Yes.
So what happened since then? Take us through from that moment to now, the challenges, what it was like living with that, finding out that you were diagnosed now with this condition, and how did that affect your life then, and how does that affect your life now? Just take us through the timeline.
Okay. When I was diagnosed, I didn't know much about clinical depression, and I didn't want to know anything about it at that time. I was just, I didn't really want anybody to know about it, because you know how judgmental some people can be. So I just, I really didn't want anybody to know that I had it. And I did start seeing a psychiatrist, but I just didn't like going to see him. I didn't like expressing my feelings to people. So just eventually I just started dealing with it on my own. Like, I just kind of I kind of try to get through it acting like I didn't have it, sort of. I try to, what's the word I'm looking for? I just tried to act like I didn't have it. I didn't come to terms with it for a whole, like, a long time. I really didn't come to terms with having it until pretty much last year when I decided to, you know, really seek help for it.
And what were the challenges like? You talked about the fact that you didn't want anyone to know because, you know, we do know the stigma and the ways in which people like to classify people, put people in these categories because they, you know, people have a condition. And, you know, we know that is very stigmatizing for people. You talked about that as being one of the reasons why you didn't want to come forward in terms of letting people know. What made you decide to really come out and talk about, you know, publicly talk about it?
It's really when I had no choice that I do have it. I had to come to terms with it, and when I finally did come to terms with it, I decided that, you know, I wouldn't ever want anybody to go through what I went through, so I decided to share my story.
Okay, and what was the support system like for you? Did you have family and friends who were supporting you when through the process, or was it one of those things that when you did talk about it or did really make people know, you lost a lot of people in your life as a result of that?
I mean, I did have some people who knew about my situation, like really close friends and family members, but majority of the people I know didn't know I had it until I made that video.
And then what happened after the video?
After I made the video, I started to get a lot of response from people. I wasn't sure, like, how people were going to respond to it at first. So it was probably one of the hardest things I ever did, you know, posting that video, because I didn't know how people were going to react to it. But people have been reacting to it really positive. Like, I've just found out there's a lot of people out here that have it just like me, like people I would have never knew. And, I mean, I know it makes me feel good to know that I'm helping somebody else, because that was the whole reason I made the video.
So you made the video for it to be an inspiration to others who are also going through the same thing, as a way of sharing your story, your lived experiences, for them to know that there is hope and there is, you know, people who have lived through this and are able to overcome.
Yes, because there are a lot of people who deal with depression. Like, I believe it's 14.8 million in the United States alone and 350 million people worldwide. So it's a lot of people who have depression. But it's just a lot of people who don't want to talk about it, who are afraid to talk about it.
Do you think the fear is real in terms of people wanting to come out and share that they're going through this or have this condition? Do you feel a sense of, you know, true fear, not just saying the word fear, but actually fear of society's look and stigma on people with depression?
Yes, I do believe so, because I went through it myself. Like, I used to fear what other people would think about me, but I had to come to terms with, you know, I do have clinical depression. There's nothing wrong with the fact that I do. And, you know, if somebody thinks badly about me, that's just them.
So what would your words of support and encouragement and inspiration be to someone listening to you right now? We have a lot of people dialed in, a lot of people listening right now. What would your words of encouragement and inspiration be for someone listening right now who says to themselves, well, you know, I was diagnosed with depression. I'm here struggling by myself. I'm afraid to let anyone know. I'm afraid of what people are going to say and just, you know, all the stigmas that goes with it and they're dealing with. What would your words of inspiration and support be for them?
Okay. I would tell them, whoever is going through this, Do not be afraid that you have depression. Do not be afraid to seek help from somebody. Do not be afraid. Just don't be afraid, period. Like, I know what being afraid feels like, and it's not a good thing. But once you come to terms with what you're dealing with, you'll feel a whole lot better about yourself when you come to terms with it. Because, I mean, just for me, for example, ever since I made this video, I feel like a whole new person because I feel like I'm not hiding anything from anybody. And I would tell people to have faith in yourself and have faith in God, because God can get you through anything. He can get you through anything, any situation. Trust in God and trust in yourself.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much for sharing that. How important is the human factor in supporting a person who is going through depression? Talk about the human factor, meaning family, loved ones, the physical interaction with people. I know a lot of times we talk about you're not alone, and if you ever need me, call me. And people always say things to encourage someone who is going, you know, through something. But when the time comes and that person really needs that support and needs that help, a lot of times it doesn't come through and it's not there. How important would you say is that human interaction, that human connection with people to the process of healing or getting someone to overcome depression?
I say it's very important. If I didn't have the support system that I have now, like, I don't know what I would do. Like, my dad, my brother, my mom, my friends. Like, I don't know what I would do without them. Like, the people who already knew about my situation before everybody knew, they were always there for me. They were always willing to talk to me, listen to me, and I think it's very important.
Okay, so what would your, I mean, uniquely, there are a lot of people who are going through and struggling with depression who really don't have that family support, that human support. We do have
right.
a lot of clients that we work with who one of their stressors or one of their reasons for wanting to take their lives is because of the fact that when they came out to talk about their mental illness or the mental condition that they were going through, a lot of people went the other way. What would you say to families who are now finding out that their loved one is diagnosed with some kind of mental illness? What would you say to the families as a person who has that family support and understands that the importance of that? What would you say to families?
I would say to them that even if they don't understand it, they need to be there for them. Like, they really need that support. They really need somebody who loves them and that's going to stand by their side and tell them it's going to be okay, you know, I'm going to be here for you no matter what.
So that inspiration that comes from the family is quite important in the process of healing and wellness for someone who is going through, especially depression.
Yes.
Where do you go from here? You've gone through the last 7 years of dealing with this. You've put out a positive and a strong video that has some positive messaging in it that really can inspire people. After putting that video out and the feedback that you've gotten, where do you go from here? What's next for Jasmine in this journey that she's doing?
I'm going to keep spreading that positive message because I know there are a lot of people who still need to hear it. And going forward, I just feel like I still need to stay positive myself. I mean, I'm getting through it, but I still do have depression. I have it, but it's under control. So I still need to be positive myself. And I'm saying that the fact that I'm putting this video out here and that it's helping other people, in a way, it's helping me too. You know, to see that if it's helping somebody, I mean, I've gotten a lot of messages from people, just telling me thank you, or I've had it too, or I've had a daughter that had it, or I've had a brother that had it, or I've had a family member who committed suicide or had clinical depression. So, knowing that it helps them, it helps me in a way too.
So it's actually healing and therapeutic for you as more people will reach out and say thank you and just really connect with you because they have connected with the video that you've put out.
It makes me
Okay.
feel good too.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. I mean, coming out about one's own challenges, especially when it comes to, mental health and mental illnesses, one of the biggest things that we hear, we're dealing with here in our organization. It's just simply getting people to listen to the realities of what mental health versus mental illness is. The stigma that's out here, where people think that as soon as you say mental health, it's about being crazy and someone, about to do something crazy or, mass murder or mass, shoot ups and all those type of things. That's one of the stigmas that's really scaring a lot of people. So even at the point of getting help and getting healing and recovery, what we find, because of the fact that we go into homes to provide mental health services, counseling and therapy and healing in the home, you find a lot of people are hiding behind closed doors simply because of that fear of coming out and admitting that, hey, I was diagnosed with some kind of mental illness. So it's a
You're
lot of
right.
work that we need to do, and I'm very happy to see another person who is using their lived experience to do positive things in terms of getting the word out that there is hope. There is a better way and another way of living one's life. I can share something personal with you that when I came out about my depression, a lot of the people that I knew went the other way. I lost more than three quarters of the people in my life because they looked at me as such a person on such a level that me saying that it was like, oh, wait a minute, what? So I understand the spectrum on both sides of what it is. And that's why for me, having you here as a guest on our show tonight is very important because we need to bring out that positive enlightenment. We need to bring out those positive experiences that have come out of someone who has gone through and still going through and still holding it down in terms of managing that. So, we're grateful for you for sharing that, and I'm glad that you had shared that with me for it to catch my attention. So keep doing what you're doing, and we will continue praying for and praying for your healing and recovery as you continue facing this.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners? Anything else that you'd like to share with, people who are out there just dealing with life challenges and feeling down and depressed by it?
Well, yeah, like I said before, you really need to have a faith in God, and you really have to have a faith in yourself, because I know it's hard. I really know how hard it is, but you can't give up on yourself. Like, no matter, even if, like you said, people walked out of your life, even if people walk out of your life, because they might not even understand what's going on with you. That's another reason I made that video. Because there's a lot of people who don't even understand depression, or know the signs or symptoms of depression. So that's another reason I made the video. So I just want people to know that, no matter what, don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on yourself. Have faith no matter what. Never give up.
Well, thank you for that strong and inspiring message, Ms. Jasmine. Would you mind if we take a few callers just to allow them to talk with you for a minute? We do have a lot of people called in, and we just want to give them the opportunity. You never know how your words may have touched someone, and we want to give them the opportunity to say hi and just give you back some words of encouragement and support. Is that okay?
That's okay.
All right. So for the callers that are dialed in listening in right now on the radio, if you're interested in saying hi to Miss Jasmine to give her some encouragement, words of encouragement and support, please press 1 on your keypad. That will get you in the queue, and we will bring you on the air with us so you can hear and just give her some encouragement, because we really need to encourage and support people who are going through these things. We really need to break the stigmas that are out here that are forcing people to hide behind closed doors just because they have a condition that they did not bring on themselves or they did not want. So for those who would like to share and just really engage with her for a few minutes, you know, press 1 on your keypad. I'm going to call out the last 4 digits of your phone number, and then that will be you on the air, and you'll be able to just engage with her. Okay? Again, we just want to keep it positive, and we just want it to be inspirational and supportive for our guest tonight. So call it from 0427. Thank you for joining. Caller from 0427.
Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, my name is Alex, and I'm a friend of Jasmine, and I just wanted to give her awesome encouragement because this is something amazing that she's doing, and I'm sure that all of our friends are listening as well, and I'm sure that they give the highest praise to you for doing an amazing job, because it takes a lot for someone to come out and say that I have an issue.
Hey, Alex, I want to let everybody know this person on this call. I've known her pretty much my entire life. This is somebody who is in my support system, somebody I love very much, who is like a sister to me. Hey, Alex.
Hey.
All right, so that's a beautiful thing. And thank you, Miss Alex, for, you know, for sharing that, because you're right. You know, at the end of the day, it takes a lot for a person to come out and publicly, you know, talk about what they're going through, especially when it's something that has so much stigma to it. So thank you for encouraging her, supporting her, and still staying with her by her side as a friend, because this human piece is something that's needed very badly for people who are, you know, dealing with these type of life challenges. So thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for giving her this amazing opportunity.
Yes, indeed it is. Indeed. You're welcome. All right. So let's take caller from 4992.
Hey, this is Jasmine, and I'm also a friend of Jasmine.
All right. A lot of good support system tonight. That's great.
Yes, we have to support. And I think that's awesome. I know Jasmine was very leery when she first made the video, even though we kind of knew we've all been friends. It's been a lot of us, Alex, Jasmine, Jamaica, Audrey. All of us have been friends since high school, since freshman year. So, you know, we know Jasmine like the back of our hands. We all became a sisterhood. But, you know, it was times where we didn't know what was going on with that girl. But we still pray for her, and we still loved her. I love her from the bottom of my heart. She's a person that
love
I can go
too.
And talk to about things. And, you know, I just love the fact that she got deeper into her faith with God, because I feel like God is the bottom line. No matter what you're going through, no matter who's putting you through it, no matter if it's you by yourself and, you know, your mind is making you crazy, God is the bottom line. He has power over everything, and I feel like he has the power to help you through. So, yes, Jasmine, keep the faith. Everything that you are encouraging other people to do, you keep doing it yourself as well. And those people who are on the phone who are suffering from clinical depression, know that somebody is with you, by your side, loves you. Find somebody, even if it's just one person, to just go and just let all your thoughts and your feelings out to, whether they like it or not. And just go by yourself after that and pray. Pray to God. God knows what to do. He knows what you're going through, and he's always going to be right there by your side.
That was great, Jasmine.
Wow, I am totally moved by that. Immense is that. I am totally moved by that. Thank you so much for sharing that.
No problem. Thank you,
guys.
Love you, Jazz.
Hold on, Miss Jasmine. Let me ask you and Miss Alex a question. Hold on a second. Let me get you both on for a minute. I mean, you both have known her for a long time, right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, so did it scare you, as Miss Jasmine was alluding to, that there were some things that were happening that you were not familiar with, or you didn't recognize or didn't understand? Did that scare you in the sense of, oh my God, what's going on with my friend? You know, really, what's happening?
Of course. I think when something is not normal and you know that person and you know how they are, it does scare you, and you do ask questions about what's going on.
Especially when you care for that person. We had already established a relationship with Jazz as a sisterhood. We already became friends. We were friends, but we started becoming a sisterhood. And when we started seeing the change, we didn't sit back as friends and say, you know, we don't know what's going on with this girl, and we about to just leave her alone. We as friends came together, and we prayed about it, we talked about it, and we executed. We made sure that we was with her every step of the way, that she will allow us to be. Because don't get me wrong, when people are going through things, whether you have depression or not, sometimes you want to be alone. You don't want people to be in your space. You don't want them to know what's going on with you, because you don't even know yourself what's going on. But Jasmine allowed us, you know, to come into her space, into her square, into her world, and help her. And that's one thing that I think that everyone should do, clinical depression or not, when you're going through something, and somebody wants to be there, let them be there to be your support. And pray about it, and have that spirit of discernment, that if you feel like they're not there for the right reasons, push them out. But if you feel like, if you have that spirit of discernment and you know that they're there for the right reasons, let them come in, let them be in your space, and let them pray with you, help you, talk through things with you. And that's what Jasmine allowed us to do.
So I'm glad that you said that, Ms. Jasmine, because there's the other piece to that too, which I'm so glad that you said, because the truth of the matter is, you're right. A lot of times some people choose to be alone when they're struggling with things that they're uncomfortable with. But it really comes down to the person opening their heart and their mind to allow people to come in. But the other side of that too is, when you open your heart and your mind and you allow people to come in, the way in which those people engage and interact with you is very, very important. So there are multiple stages and levels here that we're looking at, which is very important in the process of healing and recovery for someone. You talk about, one is opening up oneself to be helped. Two is knowing that the person you're opening up yourself to help you is really going to help you and not abuse you or speak down about you or label you for you to feel worse. And then on top of that, you talk about the faith aspect, the spirituality aspect of that. So it's important that we look at these different pieces and how they play into the healing and recovery and overall well-being of a person. So thank you both for sharing, because that plays a lot into the life of Ms. Jasmine as well, in terms of what she has gone through, what she has endured, and what she will continue to go through as she continues to deal with this. So thank you both for sharing that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you too.
All right. So, Ms. Jasmine, so you have a great support system. I'm very happy for you. You talked about that in the beginning, and here you are having two of your friends who really are just really speaking out on that, and the importance of staying with you and being in your corner and just not running away from you, but actually pulling closer to you. And this is why the message is so important tonight, that, you know, no matter what you're going through, you know, there is hope. And that hope comes in the sense of having human support with human traits integrated into that, that will help people to overcome. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Ms. Jasmine Peer, a lady who has been diagnosed with clinical depression, who has been fighting with it for the past 7 years, who has now gotten it under control with the grace of God and with a good support system of family and loved ones. And we really want to raise our hat to her and say thank you for coming public and talking about what you have gone through and sharing your lived experience. So thank you, Ms. Jasmine.
Thank you. And I want to tell everybody, I know there's a lot of people that called in from New Orleans and Louisville, Kentucky, and Texas. I want to thank all of y'all. thank you for calling and listening. All my family, my pastor, Pastor Warren Mays, I know you're listening. That's somebody who supports me so much. I love you so much, and thank you for calling in, too.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if there is no one else who wants to say a few words, I think this is a good note for us to end on tonight. And I'm just so inspired. Oh, well, we have two more people who would like to say something. Okay. All right. So listen, I'll give you the time. This is what we do here when we do positive enlightenment on these real issues. So caller from 1373. Thank you for joining.
Ah, this is Jasmine's daddy. I just wanted to call and tell her I'm proud of her. That this is something she's been fighting for years, but she finally realized she needed help other than me. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Daddy.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, sir. I mean, this is, I would definitely say this is the first time we've had a guest that has a parent that actually came on to really just say what you did. I am so grateful for you. You have set a whole new standard when it comes to support for people who are just going through things. Thank you, sir. It is an honor to have you on here with your daughter and speaking out for her. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Great. Beautiful. All right. So let's take another. We have someone from 5085. Good evening, caller. Thank you for joining.
Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Oh, okay, that was my number. How are you? I just called to tell Jasmine I love her like a fat kid loves cake. It's Madonna. Hi.
Hey, girl.
And I say that I heard they kept saying that if you find someone if you're going through this. Well, not all the time somebody has that someone, and I know how it feels to be ostracized. So, they can look me up. I will dedicate my time to listening or whatever they want to do. If somebody just doesn't have that blanket to go to someone, they can always look me up. I don't know if it's appropriate for me to give my information, but I wouldn't mind if somebody doesn't have another avenue, because I would hate for somebody to go through this alone.
And she means that. She's a very good person to talk to. I'm just letting that be known.
Well, please, if you're okay with sharing, remember, this is about promoting positive things that other people are going through can find that support. So if you're comfortable with people reaching out to you for help and just listening ear and support, please share.
Oh, yeah. My name is Madonna L7 on Facebook. The L7 is spelled out, capital L, capital S-E-V-E-N. Phone number 502-337-5085. If you find Jasmine, you can always say, hey, Jasmine, where's that one girl Madonna at? She said she wanted to listen. You can always find her back to me.
Well, thank you, Ms. Madonna, for sharing that. Thank you so much, because, again, you know, there are people who are out there who really need that support. And for you to be willing to do that, and for Miss Jasmine to even endorse that, that's powerful right there. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So we have another caller, 8289. Thank you for joining. You're on the air.
Hello. This is Jamaica. Hey, Jasmine. This is Jasmine's best friend, and we've been best friends since we were about 14. I'm a part of that sisterhood of the two girls that called earlier, and I'm going to try not to cry. But Jasmine, she has just came a long way. She has came such a long way. So I'm really glad that she made the video just to inspire other people. And, I mean, she inspires all people, even me, you know. She's just come a long way, and I just wanted to say how proud I am of you and how strong you are now. So I just wanted to say that, and that I love you, and that I'm listening in, girl, and I'm here for you.
I love you, too, and now that I have you on the phone, I have to brag about you, too. Everybody, this is my best friend, and we've been through a lot. She knows I've been difficult at times because I've had this situation. Mm-hmm. But she has been there for me no matter what. She has always been in my corner. This is like my sister. This is my best friend in the whole world. I'm sorry. You're making me cry.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. It's an emotional moment. And listen, but what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what's happening here. What you're doing here right now is so inspiring on levels. I don't think you understand how powerful what is happening here really is. Our radio station is listened all around the world because the issues that we deal with are deep emotional issues like this. And for us to have you all on here supporting a sister who is going through and a daughter who is going through and dealing with something that so many people are afraid of, and for all this love to be shared, is going to touch so many lives on a level that is so profound. So it's really powerful what's happening right here, and it's just one of those things that we just really are so grateful for that you're here doing this right now. So I just want you to know that what you're doing right now is such a profound towards the movement of getting people to not live in fear just because they're going through something, just because mm-hmm. they're diagnosed with something. It's not their fault. So let us not ostracize them. Let us not shun them. Let's not isolate them. Let's not label them. Let's not rebuke
right.
them simply because they're going through something. Let's draw closer to them. Let's hug and embrace them and show
mm-hmm.
them that true love that is needed to help them come through what they're going through.
That's right.
I totally agree. So I just want to say I'm proud of you, girl, and keep it up and stay strong, and I'm here.
I know. I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. So we have time for some more callers. Ms. Jasmine, I'm going to give you all the love that you're getting tonight. I'm going to give you the time for it. We have another caller, 9776. Thank you for joining.
Hi, Jasmine. It's Mama. I just want to tell
oh, wow.
you that I love you, and I'm very, very proud of you. I'm here for you no matter what. And not only that, I am so proud of all your friends and how they have stuck by your side and been there and supported you. And I know all of them, and my love goes out to them too. And that's all I wanted to say. I love you, Jazzy.
Thank you, Mom. Love you too.
Okay.
Wow, that is really powerful. Thank you, Mom. Thank you for calling in and supporting her too. That is truly, I think tonight you guys have really touched me in a whole different way, okay? Touched me in a whole different way. So thank you, Mom, for calling in.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay. All right. So we have another caller. As a matter of fact, Jasmine, I think your pastor is calling in. Hold on one second.
I'll put you on the ear right now, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we have your pastor, 2000. Good evening, sir. Thank you for joining. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, hi. Yes, we can hear you.
Hey, I wanted to encourage Jasmine. This is Pastor Warren, her pastor. I've watched Jasmine grow so much and fight through battles of depression, and she is a testimony of how good God is. And, of course, and of how wonderful he is in her life. She thinks that she has shown and exhibited strength to so many different people, more than she could ever imagine. So, Jasmine, I just want you to know that spirit and truth, we have a lot of us listening today. We love you. We support you. We're praying for you. And we want you to know that the word makes it very plain that he'll never put more on you than you're able to bear. You are a champion, and you've caused so many young women, young men, and even older men and women to realize that they don't have to throw in the towel. So listen, you're our champion. We love you so much. And thank you for allowing us to come on today.
Love you too, Pastor. Thank you.
Wow. I am beyond words, Miss Jasmine. I am beyond words. What you're doing here tonight and what happens here tonight is something that will set a whole new standard for us here in terms of having a guest on our show that has got this much love for a topic that so many people are afraid of. And so many, normally we have people on who have lost so many people in their lives that they've just completely lost it. And tonight we have a person who's gone through so much, and there's so much love and support It is beyond words. And I am truly moved and inspired and touched by what's happening here tonight. And I'm so grateful for all of you, because the people who are listening and people who will listen to the archive will be moved and touched in ways that will be life-changing. So I am so grateful and I'm so thankful for this tonight. And I continue to encourage all of you to keep building on this. Her life and your testimonies to her life and speaking into her existence is something that is magnified on spiritual levels and all kinds of levels that is far beyond most people's comprehension. So I thank you all for calling in and supporting her, and I'm glad that we took the time to really allow you to speak, because this is an inspiration on a lot of levels. So, Ms. Jasmine?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you on behalf of so many people who are going to be touched and moved by your testimony tonight. And you coming out and speaking out, especially as a young woman who I can't even begin to tell you how proud I am of you, because a lot of young women who are listening to you right now are going through exactly what you've gone through, and they've lost all hope. So
this is exactly why I wanted to put this story out there. You don't mind if I say a little bit more to the people?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
When we were talking about, you know, having that support system, I'm so glad that, you know, all these people who called in so, you know, everybody could see, you know, how important it is for somebody who's going through something like this to have, you know, that kind of support system. It's very important. So to the people out there, you know, who have somebody they love who's going through this, like, just support them and be there for them, because it means so much. Like, you see how much it means to me right now. It means so much to have that kind of love and support. And I just want to say that, you know, just like my pastor and my friend Jasmine and how they were talking about, you know, how important it is for you to have that faith in God. I really mean that when I say that you really have to have that faith in God. Like, don't give up on yourself. You know, I pray and I talk to God every single day. And even though I have that support system, and even though, you know, I have been getting better, it's been God above everything that's been getting me through this situation. God can get you through anything if you believe, if you trust in him, if you have faith in him. Never give up on yourself. Never give up on God. God didn't give up on me, even when I wanted to give up on myself. I want to tell everybody out here, I almost died 6 days before my 26th birthday. I was in the hospital for a whole week. I was in an intensive care unit. I almost died, but God still kept me here. He has a purpose for me, and he has a purpose for you too. Do not ever give up on yourself, and do not ever give up on God, because I promise you, he has a purpose for your life. Every single one of you, he has a purpose for your life.
Wow. Ms. Jasmine, I think you've really just, this is a very powerful and inspiring beyond words tonight, and I just really want to say thank you. And I'm so grateful that we allowed the time for this to happen and flow the way that it did, you know, because all these things that are being said needs to be said, and all these things that are happening needs to happen, because I'm already getting feedback from people listening into the show, and I'm telling you, there are some powerful things that are moving through what you're saying and what your friends and family have done. The show is archived, ladies and gentlemen. You can download the show afterwards. You can share it with your network of people. This is a message and a story that we need to share far and wide, because there are so many people who have lost hope in themselves who have given up their faith, who have really just gone through some hurtful things where people that they loved and people they thought would have been in their corner was not, is not, and will not be there for them. Tonight's message that you're hearing, this ministry that you're hearing, and this powerful servant that's delivering the message that was given to her to share needs to be heard far and wide. I encourage you to take the message and to share it with others so that their lives can be touched and inspired like our lives are being touched and inspired tonight. So again, I can't stop saying thank you. I can't stop saying how much of a blessing it has been to have you here tonight. I know God has put us in touch with each other because when you shared that video with me, I was running out, but I said, let me just take a look at it. And I just looked at it and I was like, oh my God, this is powerful. So I want to thank you again. And God has put us in touch with each other. There's some things that we're going to do. And I'm going to have you back on with us here again for some things. I'm going to share with you what we normally do here that I know you will be an inspiration to many people around the world. So thank you. There are two last calls that we're going to take for tonight. But just to give everyone a chance to just show you love. Caller from 2446.
Hey, Jasmine, it's your cousin Doria.
Hey, cousin.
I just wanted to say you're doing a good thing, you know, speaking on clinical depression and getting your word out there and letting everybody know there's, you know, always something better. Even if they don't believe in God, you know, like you said in your video, believe in yourself as well, you know.
Right.
But at the same time, I appreciate you, you know, getting your word out there and letting everybody hear what's going on and what you've been through and that you're still, you know, rolling on and doing what you got to do to help others as well as, you know, yourself. And, you know, I support you and I love you.
Love you too. Thank you.
All right. Not a problem.
All right. All right. All right. Thank you all so much. One last caller, caller from 1769. Hi, thank you for joining. Caller from 1769. All right, so that person is not on. That person may not be by their phone, but
hello, hello,
yes, yes, yes.
Hello. Oh no, you weren't gonna pass up the best for last. I'm her brother, Walter. Oh.
I like that. I like that.
I already knew ahead. Who it was before he said his name.
Hey, I'm her brother, and what I heard from her tonight and when I saw the video, it's priceless to hear that coming from my little sister. And when she talked about a support system, I have supported her the best way I can, but at one point I was not her support system. In fact, I may have done more damage than help her. And when I realized that, I made an oath to myself that I would do anything I can to help her. And just to hear the powerful words between the video and tonight, I'm inspired. Jasmine, you inspired me to keep going, never give up, and to do the right thing. And it's a blessing to know that me trying to help her any way I can was in fact the right thing. I suffer from attention deficit disorder and I've had bouts of depression, so I really know where she's coming from. And I may have caused some of that damage when I was growing up. I wasn't really the big brother that she needed at key moments of her life. And I'd say about 5 or 6 years ago, I really realized the damage that I've done, not only to myself, but possibly to her. She didn't have to forgive me, but it was a blessing in itself that she did, and I'm grateful for it. I pray to God every day and thank her for it.
Walter, let me say something, because I want everybody to know that this person that is on the phone right now is another living testimony, because I'm not going to tell you about the stuff my brother has been through. That's his business, but he's been through a lot himself, but he has come a long and far way. And when he says he, you know, wants to support me, he has been that support system. He has been doing so much better, and I'm so proud of him. And I just want everybody to know that there's somebody else that I'm really proud of, and that's come a long and far way. And that's why I tell you that you shouldn't give up on yourself. No matter what's going on in your life, do not give up on yourself, and don't give up on God. Because he can make you a living testimony.
Wow, I'm getting choked up over here. I'm trying not to cry. I'm going to wait till I get off the phone before I do all that. But it was through the grace of God that not only was I able to change myself, that was just the first step, to make changes for myself. The next step for me was to make amends, not to just to my sister, but to my mother and my father. I'm not going to try to put all the family business out there, but a great deal of the tension was caused because of me, because I didn't want to get right. And it goes to the saying, like, you can pull yourself down, but you can also pull down the loved ones for you. And for now 4 years running, I've made it my mission to make myself better and to do what I can for my family. My sister says that I'm a living testimony, but she was the one who gave me the inspiration. When I prayed, when I was on my knees and praying, asking God, how can I do better, and how can I do right by you? And it came to me, I have to do right by my family.
Well, let me just say
this. And I've dedicated it. I'm going to wrap it up short. I've dedicated my life now to make sure that I'm happy and my family's happy. If my family's happy, I'm happy. And to see my sister going from what she first got diagnosed to the woman that she is now, wow. The future's bright, man.
Listen, God works in mysterious ways, but when we have faith and we believe, everything comes into play the way it is, okay? The fact that you're still alive, you both are alive, and you've inspired and touched each other, that's the important piece. We can change the past. We should never allow the past to hold us back. The important thing is you've forgiven each other, you've loved each other, and you're moving forward with the love and forgiveness that God has granted both of you with. So that's the powerful piece right there. You've learned the lessons that were given, and you did not allow pride, shame, or ego to hold you back from making amends. So now you both are healing, and you both are on the path to recovery, and you both are going to be okay, because your lives have been touched in ways that will be a ministry to a lot of people and all the people that will hear of you, about you, and what you've gone through. So don't ever think that whatever has happened in the past that created a problem that you may feel was a problem was something that was your fault. And even if you didn't know or understand it, look at the greater good that has come out of it right now to where we are
today.
And
that's what drives me. That's what drives me. That's what drives my sister. And that's I'm just really proud of the young woman that is Jasmine Pierre. My goodness. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, well, embrace that, my brother. Embrace that emotion that you're feeling right now. That emotion right now is healing. That emotion right now is a power that you should not try to limit or should not try to hold back. Because, again, allowing that power to flow through you and allowing yourself to feel the power of being touched and moved that way is really what keeps us human and keeps the humane traits within us to be what it is. Many people cannot heal from their past because they don't allow themselves to feel what you're feeling right now. So for what you're feeling right now, allow it to flow through you. So that's the power and the grace that comes from that. And you will be healed and touched and moved so that your life can transform to what it needs to be. Don't allow yourself to be held back by being afraid of just tapping into that. Time is against us. This is so powerful. I actually give us more time because I wanted this to flow, and I'm so glad that we did. But time is against us right now, and we have to wrap up. And I just want to say thank you so much to everyone who participated tonight. Thank you so much on so many levels to Miss Jasmine for raising the level and raising the bar when it comes to people who can talk about their lived experiences and the positive things that have come out of that because of the human support that has come to them, come for them, and is with them. Thank you for speaking on the spiritual side of it in terms of not being afraid to talk about God and seeing how God has helped you through what you're going through and what you have gone through. We do not limit people from speaking out on their beliefs or the way they feel here. So we're glad that we can have people who can really tap into the spiritual side of that as well as the human side of that. Okay, so thank you, Ms. Jasmine. We're going to take the video and we're going to continue sharing it through our network. We're going to take the video, put it together with this show as a way of promoting it so that people can really get to hear you talk about more than just what they see in the video so they can know who you truly are. I'm sure people will be reaching out to you for speaking engagements and for you to really, you know, really take it to another level. So thank you. Thank you. God bless. And just keep on being true to yourself, not fearing what people will say, because there is a greater purpose for your life that is far beyond mankind will ever imagine or understand.
Thank you. Should I give them my Instagram, my Twitter, in case they want to contact me or anything?
Sure. If you are comfortable with people, you know, reaching out to you and connecting with you, sure. Go ahead.
I don't mind. My Twitter is at jazzgotfaith. That's J-A-S got faith. And my Instagram is also jazzgotfaith_88.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so you heard from Ms. Jasmine Pierre, and she's also shared with you ways in which you can contact her. Reach out to her so that her story can be used as ways of inspiring a lot of these young women out here today who are just struggling on levels that they have just lost faith and lost hope. Not only for just young women, but also for people, adults, males, females. I mean, people from all ages can benefit from the message of what was shared tonight. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us here on Sisfire Radio tonight as we continue focusing on the human conditions that exist within our society that so many people are struggling from, losing hope and faith, but also just giving them inspiration, love, and hope to let them know that there is a better way, a better place, and ways in which their lives can be transformed into greatness, even though they're going through the darkest times of their lives. So we want to say a special thank you on behalf of CISFI and the Suicide Prevention Institute. We want to say thank you to Ms. Jasmine Pierre for being our guest tonight and raising the bar for us here on CISFI Radio. And we will have her back with us again at a later time. Good night. God bless. And continue being the great person that you are.
Thank you.